This is Educated and Empowered. Hey guys, it is your girl, your life coach, your lit coach, international award-winning author and filmmaker Tenille M. Jackson, and I wanted to come on today. I know it's Mother's Day weekend. I know many people might be busy doing whatever it is that they do. Look, trust me, I get it. Earlier today, my girls took me out to brunch, and so I've just kind of been relaxing today. But I said, you know what? I want to come on and to do this episode really quickly because life has been lifing, and the availability that I thought that I would have, I haven't had. And so now that I have a few moments, I wanted to just kind of come on and share this knowledge that I have. But right before I do so, please let's observe protocol. If you are not already doing so, then find and follow me at My Name is Tenille. So whether you go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, Clubhouse, or Wisdom, you will find me there. And I just want to go again and give you guys some information, right? Because my personal tagline is that I educate and empower. My name is Tenille, and I educate and empower. My company, Educated and Empowered, we are known for equipping you with the information and inspiration to be your best self, right? And so what I want to do this entire month of May is really geared toward two different things. So under the One Act, you have the fact that May is both Stroke and Mental Health Awareness Month. And so on Mondays, I am coming, giving you stats and facts and even tips on how to deal with those issues, okay? And then another day out of the month, I am going to be wearing my lit coach hat. And so as a literary coach, what I specialize in is helping you to get the book done, right? So it's like, okay, well, Tenille, what gives you the credentials to do that? So I've stated this before. You can go to my website. My name is Tenille.com. You can Google me if you want. And I'm not saying that in a conceited way, just a factual one. I am a national and international award-winning author. I have about 20 books to my name. I have been recognized on a local, national, and international level. And so these are just things that I do beyond writing my own books. I'm also a publisher, an editor, a former bookstore owner, and book reviewer. And so I'm around words and books all the time. And so that's what gives me my credibility to be able to help you. And so what I want to talk about specifically today, because I did a previous podcast, if you missed it, I think it was about like who should write the book or like what to write or something. I don't know, but I did do a previous podcast this month. And so I said, well, I want to come back and do another one. And this podcast is on how to write the perfect outline. And you guys definitely will want to come with your pens and papers for this one, because this is great. Like, this is a chunk of what I help my coaching clients with. And so I will say that too. If you are looking to actually get more hands-on help with getting your book done, then please reach out to me. Go to my website and you can hire me as a coach, as your personal like lit coach. So if you're the person that's like, man, I need to get this book done. I need to get this book done, but I just don't know how. I don't know how to start. I don't know what to write once I start, you know, then I definitely will be able to assist you. But this is going to be like really, really quick. And so again, if this is stuff that's really helping you and you need the extended version, then I encourage you to reach out to me. Okay, so how to write the perfect outline. First, let's start with what an outline is, why we use it, and then how it can help, right? So a lot of times when authors write, and again, it does not matter what genre, it doesn't matter whether you're doing fiction or nonfiction, the purpose of an outline is really just to help you organize your thoughts so that you can figure out what it is you want to write and what it is that should be included, okay? Because a lot of times when we're talking about writing, many times people will just generically say, I want to write a book about my life. And I always encourage people to understand that while, you know, I do believe that everybody has a story, there is an art to telling the story, right? Understand that there is a lot of stuff that's out here, and so you never want to patronize your readers and like demeaning them, right? Because most readers have been reading for a long time, and so you don't want to just be regurgitating things that you've read 50 times over. But at the same point, you do want to be relatable, and so you do have to kind of go through to assess, what do you want to write about? What should be included? Because the bottom line is that everything that you want to write isn't necessarily something that should be included. Everything that ever happened to you in your life shouldn't make the final cut. And so a lot of times what outlining does is it will help you to go through what stays and what goes. And so whereas I won't give my specific outlining practice, because again, it's a little bit deeper than just the surface of what I'm going to give you. Because for me, outlining is a detailed process. It's how do we really kind of streamline what to do and what not to do. And so again, if you want that information and that process, that comes in working with me hands-on, one-on-one. But this right here is also good. This is another part. So like once we get it fleshed out, then this really helps you to become very detailed with the what and the how. So my process to writing the perfect outline is using our who, what, when, where, why, and how method, right? I believe that those 6 points, that is like a great way to really flesh out whatever you're writing, whether it be fiction or nonfiction, okay? And so you want to look at no, and this actually isn't in any particular order, but when you're trying to figure out what should be included in your outline, which is also going to ultimately shape what's in your book. Who is the story about? So if we're talking about fiction or nonfiction, like who are the characters? So if it's your story, okay, we know it's going to be about you. But who else, right? Who else are you writing about? If it's nonfiction, who is it? I'm sorry, if it's fiction, so again, fiction or nonfiction, who is it? Who are the characters? So let's kind of discuss the characters. Let's evaluate why it is that we are writing about these characters. Why is it that, what is it that they're going to bring to the table? So this is really just going to be, you know, when you're fleshing this out, it's character development. Why do we want to introduce these characters? What are they bringing to the story? All of that is important to know. The other who is outside of the story, right? So the who in the book is who are the characters, but then the who out of the book is who are you writing for? Who is your audience? And I've said this time and time again, no, the correct answer is not everybody. Everybody is not your target market. So make sure that you understand specifically who it is that you are writing for. So again, who is going to be done two ways. The who in the book is the characters and getting, you know, who's going to be included in the writing of the story. And then the who out of the book is who is the target market. Then we're going to look at the what. What is it that we really want to write about? What is, and so when we say that, again, get more specific, not, I want to write my life story, or is this funny story I heard about? Okay, no. But what is the message? So when you get finished with all of the words and all of the content, what is that content supposed to accomplish? What is the message when people finish reading your story? So again, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, when they finish reading your book, what is it that you hope that they walk away with, right? Now, we do understand that everybody learns differently. Everybody gets their own message. We get that, right? Because reading is a subjective art form, and we do understand that. But at the same point, there should be at least, okay, so say if you say, okay, it's not just very straightforward. They could either learn this, this, or this. What are those things? What, that's the message. What is it that you want for them to get? So like, are you, what's your purpose for writing? So are you writing to inform them of something? So if you're writing to inform, then what is it that you want them to walk away with? If you're writing to persuade, what is it that you're trying to persuade them of? If you're writing to entertain, what is it that you want them to walk away with, right? So, and then if you're writing to inspire them, because again, and those are the four reasons why we write. We write to either inform, inspire, entertain, or persuade. So what is it that you are trying to tell them? What should they be walking away with? That is very important. That's all. That's probably one of the most crucial questions to answer, because that's going to help you to stay focused. It's going to help you to know what it is to include in your manuscript. Like, if you understand, I'm trying to inspire them, then all of the content that you add to that manuscript is going to be to that end, right? If you're trying to convince them, then convince them of what, right? So it's always going to be a fleshing out process. You're always going to keep on, when you write, you still write as though it's math, meaning, you know, when you do fractions, it's always you go until you can't go any further, until it's simplified at its the best that it can be simplified. It's the same thing with writing. So you never want to have any questions left. Keep on answering questions until there are no questions to answer. So what is the message that I want to give to them? Okay, I want to inform them. What do I want to inform them about, right? So what is it that I'm trying to do? I'm trying to persuade them. What am I trying to convince them of? So you keep on asking yourself those questions just to help ensure that you've done what it is that you purpose to do. So that's the who and the what. Now, with the when, it's going to be, you know, literally that, whether you're talking about the time frame. So when does this story take place? And again, this does not matter whether it's a fiction or a nonfiction book. There should always be a timeline. And when we say that, I don't mean that you don't have to physically say it was 1992, the summer of 1863. I'm not saying that you have to specifically give a time period. However, I am saying that you should use descriptives so that when your readers are reading, they will know. So based upon how you tell the story. So if you're saying, you know, that all of the leaves were a pretty, you know, orange or red, then they'll know that it's fall, right? Or if you say that the trees were full and bloom, okay, then they know that it's summer. So again, you have to know how to be descriptive. And one of the most common misconceptions is that you only have to be descriptive if you are writing something fictitious. That is not the case. Even when you are writing a nonfiction book, you still want to use great descriptives. If you're talking about Again, the timepiece and the reason why the when is important is because it helps to connect or keep the readers connected to whatever the overall message is. So, you know, when did things happen? When did things start to transition? You always want to ask yourself that question, because a lot of times, like, authors can quickly forget or lose their own place, right? So have you ever, whether you read a book or saw a story or whatever, where one moment the character was like 6, then the next thing you know, they were 12. Well, when did they become 12? Like, are you filling in those blanks? Like, is it just like, okay, you just gonna tell one story when they were 6 and then you just skip 6 years? Well, did you make sure that that transitionary period, did you make sure that that transitioned well? Did you make sure that, you know, the way that it was left, that it's not leaving the readers feeling loaded with questions, right? So make sure, again, when we're talking about when, it's always going to be a time period. And so I don't care if it's from Monday to Friday. If you start out, hey, she went to work, okay, then most people are going to assume that it's the beginning of the week. And so if it's now the end of the week, at what point did those days go by? Or even if you started out, she woke up this morning and then she went to bed. What did she do in between? So always make sure that the time periods in your piece, and again, could be a variety of times. It could be something that takes place over the course of decades or even the course of hours. But regardless of the time period, you want to make sure that you are filling in the details so that your readers don't get lost, so that, you know, because again, you have to understand that the details matter, and a lot of readers, they are looking for details. And so if you just tell a quick story, people want to know those little things. Like, I'm not saying that you have to say, okay, well, I went in the store and I got a chocolate donut that was dripping with chocolate and it had, you know, some glaze that was left undone. And I'm not saying you have to be that descriptive unless it contributes to the overall beauty of the story that you're trying to tell. But I am saying that if you're gonna make a point to say, I went in to the store at 6:43. Okay, then what happened at 7 o'clock? Like, again, make it consistent. So if you're going to tell about specific times, then be very conscious of the times that you're telling about, and make sure that from time A to time B, number one, that is known, and then that you are filling in the blanks for what happened in between those two time periods. But if you're just now tuning in, today what I'm talking about is how to write the perfect outline. So again, for those of you who may be writing your manuscript, you might be in the middle of it, or you might be that person that said that you always want to write a book and you still haven't done it. I am really, like, when I tell you that this is probably one of the best things to listen to get started. If you have no clue how to get started or what you should write, I'm telling you, like, this, I'm literally breaking it down for you. And like I say, no, this is not going to be everything that you need to know to write a book, but it's going to be some great nuggets. And so if you are taking notes and you're starting to get it done, and then maybe you get stuck and you want to work with me, you can either reach out to me for consultations. My consultation fee is only $100 an hour. Or if you would like to work with me as your coach, we can work together and we will work through it. And in fact, if you happen to be listening to this episode, what I'll do is I will make you guys a special offer. If you listen to this podcast and you need further help with your book, now normally what I do is I charge $2,000 a month for my services. But because you are listening to this podcast, and if you need help, then what I will do is I will make it where it is only $1,200, right? And so if you did that quick math, that means just because you're listening to this podcast, you can cash in on an $800 discount and get the same services to help get this book written, right? So you'd have to definitely send me either an email to TennilleJackson@yahoo.com, make mention of this podcast episode, or if we are connected on social media. And remember, you can find and follow me at My Name Is Tennille. You can hit me in the inbox and say, hey, Tennille, I listened to your podcast on how to create the perfect outline, and you made mention of an $800 discount, and I want to take advantage of that, right? And so what happens is you guys get 4 sessions. This is 1 session every week where we are going through everything you need to do to get your book written, from creating the title of the book, getting your synopsis done, letting you working through what the cover, front and back cover, should look like, getting your outline created, getting your chapters crafted. All of this is what we're doing every single week. And so for those of you who are saying that you want to write the book, how much easier can it get than to work hands-on, one-on-one with a national, international award-winning author, right? But for those of you who are like, well, I don't really know yet, that's fine. Because you are tuned in, I'm going to give you some great info for free that you can use, like, immediately, soon as we're done with this podcast, start writing. And I'm hoping that you're actually taking notes even now. So in the first segment, I gave you the who inside the book. You want to make sure that you are outlining who's going to be the characters for the book. And again, this does not matter whether we're talking about fiction or nonfiction. Identify the people who are going to be in the book. What is the added value that they bring? Why is it necessary that they're in the book, right? And then the who outside of the book is being able to identify your target audience. Who is this book being written for? Who is it that you really hope? Obviously, we know every author is going to say everybody, but the reality is that you're really not writing for everybody. So when you tell your story, who is it that you want to pick up that book? So is this a children's book and you're hoping that parents of preteens will pick it up, or parents who are pregnant will pick it up? Are you hoping that someone who, you know, just was in an abusive relationship will pick it up? Like, who is it that you want to read this story? And the reason why that is important to know at the onset is because you kind of write. You know how when you're telling somebody a story, depending on who it is, that's how you talk. So it's like, if I'm telling a children's story to a 5-year-old, then the way that I talk to that 5-year-old is not going to be the same as if it were I was telling a story to a senior in high school, right? Or a senior in college. And so knowing who your audience is, who the book is meant for, it helps you to use vocabulary that's going to connect with those readers. And so if you're telling a story about a time where you were abused, other people who have been abused will be able to connect with you in your level of transparency and vulnerability, right? And so you never want to underestimate the importance of knowing who your audience is, because mentally you want to visualize that you are standing in front of your ideal audience telling the story.
And if you're able to see that, and again, this is not just for people who want to write a personal memoir. This is any story. I don't care if you were talking about like J.K. Rowling in a Harry Potter series, like whatever story that you have inside of you, again, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, who is it that you would really love to hear that story? And you want to tell that story as though you're talking directly to them, right? So that then means that, okay, if I'm talking to stroke survivors, someone who has not had a stroke may not be able to identify with the language and the verbiage that I'm using, but guess what? I'm not really writing it for you. So if you happen to get the book, then that's great for me, but I'm not writing my book for everybody. So I want to make sure that I know who I am writing it for so that I can use language specific to that audience. So hopefully that makes sure that makes sense with the who. Then the what, again, we talked about what is the message. Then the when, we talked about the time piece. Now we want to talk about the where. So when you're getting your outline together, much like the when, where is all of this stuff taking place, right? So it is so important. And again, this is not just for fiction books. It is so important that you create a setting that your readers can really visualize. Think about yourself. If you've ever read a book that you love, what makes you like the book? What is it about the book that makes you like it, that makes you love it? That's the same. Those are the same elements that you want to include when you're writing your own book, right? And so, you again, readers want to feel like they're in the moment. So that's how come descriptors, and I can't say that enough, adjectives, adverbs, you have to know how to use language. Don't be afraid to use similes and metaphors. Don't be afraid of it, right? Onomatopoeia, all of these things, you want to know how to use language and not just know how to do it, but actually execute it, because that's what's going to keep your readers coming back. So be very conscious of, you know, your where, like where does the story take place? And if you say that it takes place in Chicago, please don't start talking about palm trees, because people from Chicago, I know that there are no palm trees in Chicago, right? And so the other part to that is, if you are going to actually, you know, create a setting, create it. So if, again, let's talk about Chicago. Talk about things that's specific to Chicago that people would know. So like, for example, we know that when you're in New York, they have a subway, right? That's how they reference it. In Chicago, we don't call it the subway. We call it the L, right? And then beyond that, the red line, the green line, the purple line. Because when you talk about where you got on the train, if you say that you took public transportation, that's going to give, if you say that you were in Chicago on the red line, then we're going to know, okay, well, that's South Side. If you say the brown line, we're going to know that you're downtown. You see what I'm saying? The blue line, we know that you're on the West Side. So when you give those descriptives, it helps people that come from that place to be able to identify and then connect. And when you create that connection for your reader, now you have them, and they're gonna like anticipate turning page after page after page. So that is your where. So who, what, when, where, why. So kind of like the what, you know, what is the message that you're trying to convey? Why is connected to that? Why are you writing this? So although they sound the same, they're different. The what is, what do I want for people to get when they, you know, finish reading it? So again, that inform, inspire, persuade, or entertain. So those are typically the four reasons why you're writing it, right? So that's what you want them to get. But why are you writing it? Like, is it that, so if it's your personal story, did you just, we understand, obviously, you want to share your story. That's the reason why you're writing a book. But why now? Why, you know, say if you were raped 10 years ago, why are you now, 10 years later, deciding to tell the story? If it's, you know, that you just, that you had a child, okay, why now? That's what you kind of want to think about with the why. Why are you writing it? And when you're able to really understand your why, again, much like your what, that's going to help to contribute to how you shape the story. Like, you want for your readers to be able to understand the sense of urgency you have, or maybe that you didn't have. Because at the end of the day, it's about them being able to understand you and your mindset. So, okay, if you say, you know, oh my goodness, it's, you know, the year is 2032 and it was 40 years ago. It does not seem like 40 years have passed already. But I guess now that, you know, I've had, I'm now at having my great grandchildren or something, you know, so that's the reason. So guess what? All those grandparents and great grandparents, they get it. Or, you know, maybe somebody passed away. And so now that they've passed away, now it's an urgency in you to tell the story. So those things, sometimes whether you see it visibly in the story or not, whether you see it in the story or not, we should be able to feel that underlying sense of importance, right? We need to be able to know your reason, and you should have a reason, right? Like, it shouldn't just be, I didn't have anything else to do, so I put it together. Like, there is a reason that you are putting this out now. Why you didn't do it 5 years ago, 12 years ago, 20 years ago? Why now? And so when you're able to answer that, that's gonna help to be able to further, you know, you'll be able to put that into the equation, and it's gonna really be able to help your writing. And then finally, how? So the how is gonna be connected to whatever the story is. It's gonna, again, help you to express yourself a little bit more. So if it is a nonfiction, and so maybe this is your personal life again, and so you're writing a story about yourself, right? The how could be, how did you survive? How did you make it? How did you keep going, right? And so many times when you are writing to inspire, that's going to be the underlying question, that how. That how is going to be, how did you get through it, right? So if it's an inspirational read, then it's, how did you survive? How did you make it? If it's a self-help, how did you do it? How did you get there, right? So this is, you know, 7 tips to do this, 3 ways to do this, 5 things. So that is the how, because people are wanting to know. So most of the time when you're answering the how that way, this is, your purpose was to inform. So I want you to know 3 things to do to write your, you know, get your outline done. How are you going to get it done? Let me tell you, in these 3 ways. So the how is really kind of your way of explaining what the steps are, right? So how did I get through it? How did I overcome? And even if you're doing fiction, so even if you're telling, if it's a children's book, you know, how did you think about the 3 little pigs? So how did they get to grandma's house? Or how did you see what I'm saying? So like, you want to be able to use the how to answer whatever underlying questions that may be implied in the text. So when you're telling your story, yeah, you're telling, I overcame this, okay? Like, I this happened to me when I was 12 years old, and this person did this to me, and okay. And so
you're absolutely, you know, good at telling the story, but the how is something that maybe you are not directly addressing, right? Like, the point is that I survived, but how did I survive? And so sometimes that how is going to get you to be more detailed than maybe you might even feel comfortable with at the time, right? Like, sometimes writers underestimate how cleansing and therapeutic writing can be. And so I'm saying that to say that when you start writing a story, and this is specifically if we're talking about personal memoir type stories, when you're writing a story about your life and you really tap into these questions, and I'm not talking about you trying to cheat the readers, but I'm talking about you are ready to be open and you're ready to be vivid and transparent and vulnerable, and you're like, I'm going to share with you everything that I went through. That's your how. This is how I got through it. This is how I made it out. This is how you can too, right? And so those things, when you actually put all of those together, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, you take the time to really develop the answers to those questions, that's going to make sure that every chapter is going to be a perfect chapter, right? And that every chapter goes well in the book. So like I say, for those who still may not know exactly what to write, what you should include, then you guys may actually need my services. Because again, I say everything that you can think of doesn't necessarily go into the book. How to determine what should be a chapter versus a subchapter, that's some of the other stuff that I teach in creating the perfect outline. Like how to know how to go through the outlining process to see what sticks and what shouldn't, right? Some things, maybe it goes, but maybe it's not its own chapter. Maybe that's the reason why you're grasping for straws, because there are just not any more details, but you're trying to force it. And so now you got to figure out how to include it. Should it be included? And if you say, yeah, then where do I put it? Because clearly it doesn't have its own chapter, or it doesn't seem to have its own place. Those are all things that I'm able to help you all with as your lit coach. And so again, as I said, for those, this is definitively an exclusive special for those who listen to this podcast only. This is not something that you're going to see on social media. But if you happen to listen to this episode, again, you can go to my website to see. I'm not lying. My name is Tenille.com. You go to my website and you will see that I normally charge $2,000 for you to work with me as a literary coach. Because again, what that does is that gives you a certain amount of sessions. You get when you work with me, you're going to be able to get 4 sessions. This is once a week. We're going to check in. You're going to get homework. Like the first session, we sit down and we figure out what it is that you're trying to do. And then with those remaining sessions, every week I'm giving you homework, because we're going to get this stuff outlined. We're going to get this stuff done. We're going to get, you know, your covers created. We're going to get the synopsis done. We're going to outline your chapters. We're going to get the chapters start to get them written. And you'll be able, again, depending on how quickly you move, you'll be able to get feedback from me. All of this in a month's time. Think about how long have you been waiting to write the book? How long have you been talking about getting the book done? Now here it is for $1,200. So what is that? My math isn't that great, but I want to say that's about a 40% discount, right? So just because you tuned in to this podcast, you can either send me an email at TenilleJackson@yahoo.com. That's TenilleJackson@yahoo.com. And make mention of this podcast. Say, hey, Tenille, I listened to your outline podcast, and you said that just because I listened that I could get an $800 discount. And guess what? I'm going to honor that discount. Absolutely, I will. And if you say, hey, well, I don't know if I'm going to remember your email address. If you're connected with me on social media, again, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, Clubhouse, or Wisdom, you can inbox me and say, hey, Tennille, I was listening to your podcast. I'm ready to get it done. You know, I liked what you said. I want to know more either about the outlining process or just can you help me so I can get my book done. Any of that, just hit me in the inbox and let me know, and I will honor that $800 discount. So that's 40% off just because you listen to a podcast. And no, you will not just see that on the website, because this is exclusively for you. So in order to get this discount, you have to either send me an email or inbox me, and we'll get it done. And look, this is just about to, this is what, mid-May? So you inbox me now, by mid-June, you'll be, you know, that much closer to having your book actually done. So hopefully this has been able to help someone. And again, I'm here. You guys feel free to connect with me. But stay tuned, because again, for the rest of this month, Life Coach Hack will be presenting you guys stats, facts, and tips about either strokes or mental health, as this is both stroke and mental health awareness month. And then the Lit Coach and Me will be breaking down everything to do with getting the book written. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, you all stay inspired.